Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hey there, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Specifically, welcome back to our Consistency 365 series. These are short mini episodes that air in between our regular full-length episodes that air on Mondays and Saturdays. I want to follow the same theme we took yesterday, and I want to share an idea with you. This one comes from Viktor Frankl. If you haven't read Viktor Frankl's books, really highly recommend. This is a quote of his. It says, "Man does not simply exist,
but always decides what his existence will be, what he will become the next moment. By the same token, every human being has the freedom to change at any instant. If you've read any of my books, you know that in Chasing Cupcakes, I talked a lot about this idea that transformation is now. In every moment, we get to decide how we will show up. It doesn't matter if for the last 20 years, you've been an emotional eater or you've been an all or nothing person. That has no limiting on you. That has no ability to restrict what you are capable of right now, in this instant, and the next, and the next, and the next. So often we just operate by default, by pattern, by habit. But I wanted to remind you, and Viktor Frankl said it so well, we don't just exist. We have the ability to decide what our existence will be. If you are somebody who is short-tempered, you are free to be a patient person right now. If you are someone who is very impulsive, you are free right now to be different, to be someone who is deliberate and is intentional and is contemplative. You get to take this seriously, but this can't just be an idea. It has to be something that you deliberately practice. Who will I be in this moment? As a mom, oh boy, do I need to practice this, because my default or patterned reaction can be quick to frustration. But I get to practice, I get to be deliberate, I get to be intentional. In any moment, I am not limited by the fact that I have been impatient in the past. I can be really patient and very slow to frustration by choice, by practice. Similarly, I can get very frustrated quickly with technology. But that is not who I am, and that does not limit me in any way from showing up today in this moment with a tremendous amount of patience. We get to decide how we will be. So go through today really looking for opportunities to ask yourself, who will I be in this moment? If you've been an emotional eater, you can be the opposite of that. In any moment, you can be present with your emotions and not react to them. You can choose things other than food or other than alcohol or other than spending money. In any emotional moment, you are free to do that. What limits you is your belief that you are this way and cannot be any other way, but that is the only limitation on your behavior. We'll see you tomorrow.